Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Cheddar, and I'm joined today by three automotive experts. First of all, I have our regular Desmond Creighton back after being absent last week.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming. Desmond owns Prescott Valley Transmissions. And we have Ken Freund, our resident car show junkie and master ASC certified mechanical guru. Boy, that list gets longer and longer, Ken.
I know. It gets scary.
Well, I'm glad you live up to it anyhow. And our special guest host is Mark Kroll, who owns Southwest Truck and RV over on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. How are you today, Mark?
I'm well and pleased to be back.
Boy, we're happy to have you back, too.
Yes, sir.
You know, guys, last weekend was Veterans Day, and Prescott's considered Arizona's most patriotic city. Did you all know that?
I didn't.
No? Yeah. And I think it's based around the per capita number of veterans that we have living in the area.
Nice.
And I know that three of our sponsors actually had entries in the parade, and my wife Sue and I got to ride on yours, Mark. Southwest Truck and RV had a float.
Yeah. Nice. We're very happy to have the opportunity to do that.
You know what? It was a great float. You guys did a great job, and I think you're going to reuse it in other events too, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're going to enter the Christmas parade as well as, if there's a parade, we're going to be in it.
You are a parade. And thanks for asking Sue and I to be on. It was really kind of a highlight.
Our pleasure.
Five Star Cars had their giant Hummer out there showing off their brand new wrap. It looks great.
Awesome.
And Louie from Prescott Tire Pros had his normal full array of vehicles out there as well. He does everything in a big way, doesn't he?
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy watching him.
Folks, as Tom just mentioned, Drive Time is pre-recorded. So we don't usually get to take live calls during the show, but you're welcome to ask questions or make comments on our website, drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com.
You can also call or text Tom during the week between 7 and 7 at 480-773-3131. He prefers about 2 o'clock in the morning, so make sure you give him that.
Sure to do that.
We answer all your messages via email. If yours is picked, you'll get the question of the week. We will discuss it on air, and you'll win a prize package valued at $325.
By the way, you can also win a $325 prize package by sending us your favorite car or motorcycle song. Be sure to include a funny or sentimental reason why it's your favorite.
Folks, we really can't make it any easier for you to send in your questions or comments or favorite song. Just go to drivetimeaz.com. There's a simple form on there with little things you can check off so you don't even have to write much. Listen to the great prizes you'll get just from our sponsorship team just for taking part in that program. And it's a great sponsorship team, too. The companies that we love to endorse, not just promote. Great companies like...
We got Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Services. They're your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Louie and Angel are giving a $50 gift certificate. That's enough for a nitro air exchange in all five tires, if you have a spare, that is.
And Five Star Cars is offering friendly small town service with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience. They're giving a $50 gift card to someone special. Bruce likes Red Lobster, so I've heard that he often gives Red Lobster gift cards out.
Yeah, he does love Red Lobster. Wait a second, we're giving Red Lobster a plug here.
Huh. I know.
They should be paying us.
I'm telling you.
AutoWorks Service and Repair, where they promise you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. John and Brianna are giving a $50 Visa gift card. That's a Visa gift card, good anywhere. That's a pretty generous offer.
Absolutely. Southwest Truck and RV, Prescott Valley says gas or diesels, key is to Kenworth. We'll keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. They're giving a $50 gift certificate to any service or repair.
And you always, like I like to talk about Tropical Smoothie Cafe over there in Prescott Valley, because you go there to get juiced up. They're right there in front of the hospital. They have a $25 gift certificate. Wendy and Chad are giving that. And let me tell you, that goes a long way to filling your belly with smoothies and sandwiches. Usually I share it with Mark.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, of course, none of this would be possible without Desmond and Prescott Valley Transmissions, your hassle-free zone for car repairs. Desmond and Shannon are giving away a $100 gift card for any service or repair.
Awesome. Desmond never wants to be outdone.
Never.
And by the way, none of these gifts have expiration dates. So contact any of our sponsors. Just go to thedrivetimeaz.com and click on the sponsor's logo. It takes you directly to their website.
You'll also find links to our podcasts and previous shows, so you and your friends never need to miss an episode. That's Drive Time AZ. While you're on the website, look under Ken's picture for links to Arizona car shows and motorcycle riding events.
And speaking of Ken Freund, our motorcycle and anything mechanical guru, as I love to call him, he recently threw his hat in the ring to run for Prescott Valley Town Council. Ken, if I lived in Prescott Valley, you'd have my vote. I don't know anyone quite as honest and dedicated as you are to doing the right thing, my friend. So what drove you to decide to run for town council?
Thanks, Tom. Well, at this point in my life, I have some time to give back to the community, and I want to help make a difference. I don't want my grandkids to inherit a messed up world that seems like that's what was happening now if we leave it to the professional politicians. I'm not a professional politician.
I'll say. Do you have a slogan yet, Ken?
I do. Don't Phoenix our Prescott Valley.
Well, fair Ken, enough. That's a great slogan. I think it says it all, and I wish you the best in your pursuit for that seat in the Prescott Valley Town Council. So, guys, you know campaign slogans are ways to tell people what you stand for in one concise statement, and company slogans are really similar. They serve the same purpose, don't they?
Absolutely.
For instance, Des, your company's slogan is a good example. What's Prescott Valley Transmission's slogan?
We're a hassle-free zone for car repairs.
And I like that, you know, because car repairs are normally major hassles, and they're always inconvenient.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the things that customers benefit by from you being a hassle-free zone for car repairs?
Well, our number one focus, same-day appointments. Get it in right away. Let's see what's going on. Accurate diagnostics, upfront pricing. We give out loaner cars to people that need them. We do free local towing. We have a clean, comfortable, and smelling fresh waiting room.
That's not easy to do in a repair shop either.
It's not. Shannon works hard to keep that place spick and span and always smelling good.
You know, it's worth a trip in just to see the aquarium.
I'm telling you, we love our aquarium. We got a 100-gallon aquarium. We have a awesome lady comes in every week and takes care of it, and just everybody oohs and ahs over the aquarium.
Yeah, they're not easy to maintain for sure.
No, they're not.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Isn't it a beauty?
Several times. It's a dandy.
Did you see it, Ken?
I went fishing in it.
Some of them are that big. And then our new flexible warranties, so you only pay for what you need. I mean, those are the things.
Sounds like Liberty Mutual to me. Only pay for what you need. Okay, Mark, what's your company slogan?
Gas or diesels from Kias to Kenmores will keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price.
Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? What do you mean? Or what does that mean? What's the benefit to the customer? Let's talk about that right job thing.
The right job is the one that actually fixes the problem that caused you to come in for. It requires a thorough expert diagnosis using the best diagnostic skills and equipment, and the data is interpreted by expert technicians.
Okay, so that's step one. We want to make sure that the job we're doing is the right job, the one that they came in for.
Exactly.
Okay.
Then we got to do the right job the right way. It needs to be done right. We fix it so it stays fixed. That means fixing the cause of the problem at the source if you don't fix the cause, the problem will eventually come back.
Yeah, and that's kind of like the old syndrome, pay and pay over and over and over, right?
Yeah, either pay us once, pay nice, or pay twice.
So, Mark, I'm going to challenge you a little bit on this right price. There isn't a right price, really, in the consumer's mind when it comes to car repairs, because we don't want to spend anything on car repairs. All we get is we take our car in, and you restore it to the way it was before it broke. There's no real perceived benefit. I guess it's a benefit to have my car working again, but so what's your definition of a right price?
Well, the right price is the best value. It's almost never the cheapest price.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd say is the bitter taste of poor quality lasts a lot longer than the sugar rush of low price.
So cheap isn't always inexpensive.
No.
And cheap is rarely the best value.
Got it.
Well, there's a triangle of value. You have fast, you have cheap, and you have good, and you have to pick two of them.
Yeah, you can only get two out of three.
I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Mm-hmm.
Two out of three triangle, huh? Fast, cheap,
and good.
Or good.
Pick
so if I want it fast and cheap, it's not going to be any good.
Right.
I got it. I get it. All right. So the most expensive repair, I've always heard this, the most expensive repair you can buy is the one that didn't fix the problem or fixed the wrong problem. That was a total waste of money, right?
I've always said that. The repair is only as good as the diagnosis. Excellent repairs always begin with excellent diagnostics.
And that's what you're talking about here, isn't it?
Exactly. We got to make sure not only you're at the right church, but in the right pew.
And I'll tell you, these newer cars, our technicians, it ain't the old days of the grease monkeys. These guys are intelligent. They go to class. They're operating $20,000, $30,000 of diagnostic equipment, and they better know how to work it.
You know, Mark, I want to spend some time talking to you about what's new over there. I'm sure there's more than I know about that's new going on over at your place, but right now we're coming up on a commercial break. What a nuisance. It's that time of year again. The TPS, or tire pressure sensor light, is lit up on your dashboard. They invented that light because your tire pressures are critical. Even if your TPS light isn't on, your air pressure may not be at the ideal level for safe handling. But did you know that there are optimal pressures for winter and summer? That's especially the case up here in the Quad Cities where we have extreme temperature swings. The folks at Prescott Tire Pros know what pressure is best for your vehicle type for every season. Prescott Tire Pros has a solution for the seasonal tire pressure blues. It's called nitrogen gas. Nitrogen is less sensitive to expansion and contraction due to temperature fluctuations and altitude changes. Prescott Tire Pros is one of the only places offering a full air exchange, so you'll ride on the benefits of nitrogen. You'll experience a smoother ride and even improve your fuel economy with nitrogen in your tires. I was a little skeptical, but I had them put nitrogen in my tires and I couldn't believe the difference. They say to just stop in and they'll check your air pressure for free anytime. And if you want to make the switch to nitrogen, with their fancy machine, it only takes about 15 minutes. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they can most likely service it, fix it, or replace it. All their tires and repairs are covered with a written nationwide warranty. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to drivetimeaz.com and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website. So welcome back to the Quad Cities Only Automotive Talk Show. And I'm having a conversation here with Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV. And we're joined in with Desmond from Prescott Valley Transmissions and Ken, our resident guru. Guys, let's grill Mark for a bit here. So, Mark, just before the break, I said, What's new over there that you'd like to brag about a little bit?
Well, I'm pleased to announce that we've secured a ASC Master Certified Medium and Heavy Duty Technician. If you know anything about the employment economy in general and specifically in the automotive deal, that's quite a catch, and we're really pleased to have Trevor join our team.
You know, I met him the other day when I was over there. He's a real gentleman, too. When you told me about him before, I kind of, you know how you build a mental picture about what the person's going to be like?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's not like that, like my mental picture. He's very kind. He's young, energetic, very well-spoken. I don't know why I would have expected otherwise. I kind of feel like Barack Obama or Joe Biden describing Barack Obama here. But I don't even need to go there. But, yeah, I mean, he just so exceeded my expectations. You're right. You got to find there, I think.
Yeah, we're pleased to have him join the team. We also got some new lifts. We got a set of portable column lifts with 76,000 pound capacity.
Wow.
And I'm certain we're the only independent, locally owned shop that has the ability to lift two big rigs at the same time.
Wow. Well, you know, when you told me portable lifts, I had, the same thing. A total different picture came into mind. And then when you showed me how they work, here they're lifting a total semi-tractor trailer off the ground where you can walk under it. Portable usually means, to me, lightweight, but 70,000 pounds is not lightweight.
Yeah, four individual columns that can lift 19,000 pounds apiece.
So, and you could probably, since they're portable, you could use them in more versatile ways than just lifting the whole truck. You could lift just the front or just the back if you needed to. Or.
Yeah, we can lift just the front, just the back. We can lift them by the tires or with the frame, depending, a variety of things. So it works not only on big trucks, but also a variety of diesel pusher RVs. And depending on the work you wanted to do, we can lift the front end through the tires and the back end with the frame or vice versa.
Wow, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we've ordered them. They're on the way. We'll get them before Christmas.
So they're portable but flexible too.
Right, and they're also wired to each other so they communicate with each other and make sure that it stays.
Through Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Wow. Boy, talk about high tech. What are you going to do if something goes wrong with it?
It ain't me. Back when I had a real job, the IT department's nickname for me was User Error. But fortunately, we have technicians, and we're going through a detailed training process on how to use that. So we'll know how to do it.
Wow. So they're training you on how to use these lifts?
Yes.
Those must be some lifts.
They're dandies. Come and see them.
I will.
Great. So is there anything else there you want to report on?
I'm just excited. We're relaunching our website here in a little while. I'm excited about that.
I saw it, by the way. It's essentially done.
Okay.
And it's very, very impressive.
All right. Well, we're excited, and I'm excited to look forward, and I know these are difficult times in a lot of areas of the country, both economically and politically, and we're pleased to have our customers support us.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're supporting them, too, not only by doing repairs to their vehicles, but when you keep these big rigs on the road, Mark, you're doing a service to the country. Have you ever thought about that?
Boy, no, and I got to tell you, that's humbling when you say it that way. I'm not going to disagree with you, but I take that as additional responsibility.
Yeah, it's part of this whole supply chain thing.
Absolutely. No big trucks.
No,
this country comes to a stop.
No food in supermarkets, no fuel in the gas station.
Yeah, man. Without a truck, we're S-C-R, I can't spell it, E-U-W-E-D.
And from a geographic standpoint, we're really located. There's not a lot of other people that can perform this service in our geographics, for sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
So I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break. Let's go ahead and take that break. It's so easy to brag about our sponsors. Auto Works Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare auto repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out their Google reviews. So what makes Auto Works different from other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Lonis, care about people, and they have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. The AutoWorks team loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. They treat each other with respect and help each other do their jobs better as well. They even have two employees who are dedicated to quality assurance. They're your advocates, double-checking each job to ensure it's done to perfection. They do the nitpicking to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling the work to fit your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. Need to wait? Enjoy their clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too. With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition while prioritizing the work to fit your budget, and you'll get a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks at drivetimeaz.com. That's drivetimeaz.com. Hey, Gregor, what do you say we give away a $325 prize package?
Let's do it.
All right, let's do that now with the question of the week. Now, anyone can do this. It's, as I said, these things are easy. All you need to do is go to the website, drivetimeaz.com, submit your question or your comment, just a little form on there to do it, and it's really that simple. Or you can call me and we'll discuss it off the air. So you don't have to have the pressure of being on the air to talk to it to me and get your question out there. It's 480-773-3131. And what time should they call, Desmond?
About 2 in the morning.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. This week's winner is Satish. He actually called me. And interesting thing about Satish is he's the operations manager of the Findlay Arena.
Oh.
Yeah. So I should have met him before. I've been over there for so many events. Do you know him, Gregory?
I know his nickname.
What's that?
Catfish.
Catfish. I'll have to use it on him next time I talk to him. So anyhow, he called me, and we exchanged some texts to clarify things. And not a lot to clarify, but it's a great question. And thanks for your question, Satish. Your question, by the way, has never been asked to me before. And here it is. I have a 2017 Ford Explorer XLT with a 3.56 cylinder engine. I've been told two different things about changing the oil. So apparently he's a do-it-yourselfer. Mm-hmm. He says, should I fill the oil filter before installing it, or just is that just a myth or an old wives' tale?
I got to believe that's an old
wives'
tale,
guys.
I think that's fiction. I have never filled up an oil filter on any of my cars before I put them in.
Is that why you're always blowing engines?
No, that's usually the 6,000-7,000 RPMs for a long time. But on a serious note, I typically keep my cars to 300,000 miles before I get rid of them, and I've never filled an oil filter. Mark, what do you say? You do more engines than I do. I'm a tranny guy.
I think you got to prime a diesel oil filter, so you got to do that with diesel. With gassers, the answer is no. What I've done is obviously you got to make sure that the lip of the gasket is wet when you put it on, but I would not fill a gasoline oil filter before installing it. No.
Mr. Guru, Ken?
Well, I do fill them as much as possible. If they're positioned upside down where it dumps out, no. But if they're the regular type where the opening is on the top when you screw it in, I put some oil in it. I don't like make it run and have it running over the top. But I figure I've looked at the time it takes when you start the engine, and it takes longer to get oil pressure if you don't fill it than if you do fill it. It comes up quicker.
So would you say no harm in doing
it?
Yeah,
I would say absolutely no harm. I think it's a little better practice. And I have a few other ideas on this truck. Especially if it's a turbo, these engines are very, if it's the EcoBoost version of the 3.5.
I'm not sure. I didn't ask.
Which is a high performance engine. It puts out 365 horsepower, and these engines are very hard on oil. And you should use synthetic oil. It calls for 5W30, 6 quarts of synthetic from the factory, because these engines the turbos really stress the oil. And a friend of mine had an F-150, a 2017 F-150 with the same engine, and it went bad because the water pump. It's a $3,000 job to change a water pump from the dealer on these. And his water pump leaked and got oil in the water and water in the oil. They wanted $17,500 to change his engine.
Wow.
And at the Ford dealer. And so I recommend you really take good care of these and change the oil early, not late. These have been having failures due to a lack of lubrication.
You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about some of the prices of these engines. I just read an article about my car the other day, and a guy had to replace the engine, same year, model, and everything as mine, and he said the new engine for that car was more than he paid new for the car.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And let me tell you, it was a mouthful.
I want to echo what Ken said. I'm a big fan of the 3.5 twin turbo, and I've used synthetic oil on all five of them that I've had, and had nothing but good success.
I run synthetic in mine.
I don't think it's an option in mine.
Yeah, my personal opinion, you should be running synthetic. But.
Yeah, I don't think it's an option to run anything but synthetic in mine. Well, you know, none of you guys had a story. I have a story.
Okay.
About this oil change thing. When I was young, my first job was working in a gas station, like so many of us, and we had this guy that would come in frequently, and this was back in the days, by the way, Greg, when we wore uniforms and hats to work in the gas station. We waited on people in the driveway, and I had an all-white uniform. It was a Chevron station, white shirt, white pants, white hat, like a military hat, and we did everything. We serviced him and all that. But this guy, remember this guy would come in every 1,500 miles like clockwork, and he just changed the oil filter. Had us just put a new oil filter on every 1,500 miles, and then about every fourth time he'd change all the oil and the filter.
Hmm.
Any thoughts on that?
I used to work in a gas station, too,
No way. Not
yeah.
you.
And when I was in high school. and we used to have weirdos like that, but it's basically cheaping out. You want to change the oil and the filter at the same time. And if you don't do that, he might have been going 6,000 miles on some of the oil that was in that engine was 6,000 miles old back when there were non-detergent oils or very poor quality detergent oils.
I'm not that old.
And they're, well, I'm talking about
yeah,
the 60s.
I'm yeah. kidding.
I think I'm talking about like the late 60s, early 70s. And those engines, would you'd open them up, they'd be full of sludge. And they would wear out at 100,000 miles. They were burning oil.
All right.
Well, that's how the cars were back in the day. I mean, 100,000 miles, a car is done.
Satish, I hope we've answered your question. And your prize package will be in your email box this week. Time for another break.
I've bought and sold a lot of cars, and I know how to tell the good guys from the not-so-good guys. Like the insurance guy on TV says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. Let me tell you, Five Star Cars is a premier used car dealership, specializing in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh, always adding vehicles, but they won't put just any car on the lot. Here's how Five Star Cars takes the guesswork out of buying a car. Every vehicle gets a comprehensive inspection. Then it's serviced and detailed, and you get a free 1,000-mile warranty. They even post the price, financing options, and Carfax report on the window. You can trade in your old car, or they'll pay you cash if you just want to sell it, saving you the hassle and risk of dealing with internet weirdos and scammers. Extended warranties are also available for up to 100,000 miles. And here's a little secret. You can even purchase an extended warranty on your current car. Just give 5-Star Cars a call for a quote. 5-Star Cars owner Bruce Wallace means it when he says, "We're a friendly small-town dealership with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience." You won't find many car dealers with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating, but 5-Star Cars has one, and hundreds of 5-Star Google reviews say they deserve that A-plus rating, as well as being voted Prescott Valley's best car dealer for the past 4 years. So give 5-Star Cars a call. Or do what I did. Just stop in for a visit at the corner of Florentine and Yavapai Roads in Prescott Valley. Go to drivetimeaz.com and click on the 5-Star Cars logo. It'll take you straight to their website. 5-Star Cars is a friendly, no-pressure place to buy a car.
Hey, you know, I talk about Ken, our master mechanic, motorcycle tester, and adventurer is another thing he is, and he knows other adventurers. A few weeks ago, Ken had a friend that was passing through the area. And he's doing a major motorcycle accomplishment. That is, he's riding a motorcycle all the way around the world. He's been doing it for years. Of course, getting across the ocean is pretty tough. So anyhow, let's listen to that interview. What do you say, Ken?
So, folks, we have my friend Thierry Wilhelm on the phone. He's been traveling around the world on a motorcycle for many years. Rather than me do all the talking, I'd like him to. So tell me about your background and where you come from and how you got interested in motorcycles and world travel, please.
Okay. Well, hi, Ken, and thank you very much to have me in your show. I'm really feel honored about your interest. But anyway, I got into motorcycles, since 14, I was always keen to have a motorcycle, you know, and pimp it up and be with the gang, you know. In that time, you're a teenager, you know, you want to show off. So everybody had a motorcycle. Well, the small ones, the Mofas, 48.8 cubic centimeter inch. And then, yeah, you pimp it, you know, make it beautiful and make it faster and so on. And then when you turn 18, you're allowed to drive a 125cc. That's the start. And then if you're 2 years without accidents and fines and so on, you're allowed to do a second test and do a bigger bike, open then after 125.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always riding bikes. I was interested, you know, man and technique. It's fascinating.
Yeah. When I was 15, I went to Rotterdam, Holland, and I bought a Batavus 50cc motorbike. Two-speed, and I rode all around in Holland on it, and that got me hooked.
Nice. Yeah, and then about the traveling, you asked, why traveling on motorcycle, right?
Yeah.
A big inspiration was the movie Easy Rider.
Okay.
You surely know.
Yeah.
71, I think, something like that.
Yeah, that was done out of Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, Route 66.
Yeah, that's where it began. The movie started in Los Angeles.
Oh, it started there, all right. Yeah, well, anyway, I was really fascinated about traveling on a motorbike. And then with 22, I did my first adventure ride through the Sahara, Northern Africa,
mm-hmm.
crossing Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, and coming out of this small, narrow country, Switzerland, you know, and being in the vast, open, sitting on a sand dune and see nothing made by mankind. I was so impressed that I wanted to see more from this world. And I just love the feeling to be on the road with your bike. You feel like the king of the road, you know, and especially when you're so young. I was 22, and I wanted just to experience this feeling much more. I would say that was the spark, you know, that initiated my dream to travel the world.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us where so far up till now you have been, and where do you plan to go next?
Well, I started this trip 15 and a half years ago. In January will be 16 years. January 2008 it was, and I traveled so far 78 countries. USA to 78 countries, and this is also unfortunately the last one, because I started in Mexico City and I will end in Mexico City.
Okay.
Now I'm not far anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last bridge.
Yeah, it's still a long ride down to Mexico City. I've done it. But
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do the Baja, you know, and then take the ferry to Mazatlan and then do the Copper Canyon. I haven't seen the Copper Canyon yet. And from there to Mexico City, and that's it. End of a long journey.
Yeah, I did that in reverse. I came through Copper Canyon by motorcycle. Then I took the ferry and then rode up on the dirt in Baja the other way, back. It was wonderful. It was amazing. But yeah, you were going at a good time of year. It's not quite so hot now.
But, exactly. Yeah, I was timing a little bit.
Yeah.
Waiting on the big heat wave in the south is a little bit lower. I stick around in Northern California at that time.
I think a lot of people will wonder, well, you know, how can I do this? How did you save up money for this? How did you pay for it?
Yeah, well, when I turned 30, I realized I need time and money to achieve this dream. And I gave myself 20 years to be retired with 50. That was the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then second, I thought, in which field can I make the much money as possible in the shortest possible time? And I thought real estate might be a good idea. And I started to do a real estate business. I opened a company, studied hard, worked hard. And eventually I made enough money to start to buy my own apartment houses in Basel, Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And started to rent apartments, flats. And at the age of 47, I had enough houses or units, apartment units, to rent. But I earned more money than making from my regular job. So that was the moment. I said, all right, folks, bye-bye. That's the moment. Oh. And I sold my company, bought another house with it, with the profit. And with 48, I started my trip.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And
You beat your estimate by 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you said by 50, and you made it by 48.
Oh, yeah. It was 47, yeah, three years before.
Yeah.
Amazing. I couldn't believe it myself. But I must say, I was also lucky because the economical situation allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1998 and 2007 was really a good time for real estate business in Switzerland. That's when I made my money. And, yeah, I worked hard, as I said. Nothing comes nothing, you know.
Yeah. Well, Basel's a lovely place. I've been there a couple times. It's right on the Rhine River. And, of course,
it's...
Yeah, and it's near... I've been to 88 countries. I've traveled a little bit. And,
nice.
Anyway, you're right near the French border and the German border. And it's a lot. There's a lot of history there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
An old city.
Yeah.
Very old. The Romans were there already.
Yeah. They knew a good place when they saw it.
Yes, the River Rhine.
Tell us what kind of motorcycle you're using and what model and year.
All right. So the first two legs, which was Latin America and from Switzerland to the Philippines, about 3.5 to 4 years, I used the BMW 650 GS Dakar.
Good choice.
Yeah, I modified it and, better shocks, bigger tank and so on.
Yeah.
And it made really an excellent job. I never had a breakdown, always reached my goal of the day, my destination of the day. We don't talk about flat tires and so on, but the engine was really good. And then the third leg, I bought a BMW 800, F800 GS,
mm-hmm.
Model 2012. I drove from Asia back to Europe with it. I shipped it directly to Indonesia because my 650 Dakar I left in the Philippines was ridden down and worn out. And I wanted to have a new bike. So I shipped the 800 to Indonesia and traveled 1 year Australia, New Zealand, Korea, Japan, and over Russia, Mongolia, back to Europe. And the next leg was Africa, and for this I wanted to have a lighter bike. So I bought a 2001 Suzuki DR650, which is really simple bike.
Yeah.
No electronics, one cylinder, carburetor, 50 kilos or 100 pounds less than the 800 BMW,
mm-hmm.
which makes a huge difference in the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
And you know.
I rode one down to Tierra del Fuego to Ushuaia.
The 650?
The DR650, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
For the dirt, it's a perfect bike.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect choice for Africa because you have everything there on surfaces, you know.
Yeah.
Sand, mud, river crossings, gravel, name it, everything there. And it was really much easier to handle the bike than the 800 in the dirt. For example.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
And there's no cooling system. If you drop it or something, it doesn't crack the radiator.
No. Yeah. Well, plenty of advantages.
Yeah.
The only disadvantage, I think, is the carburetor, because when you get to the altitude, you have to change the jet.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no power. But it's a small issue. The rest is really a bulletproof bike.
Yeah.
Tractor.
I've had one up to 5,000 meters without changing the jet.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, from 2,500, 2,800 meters above sea level, I have to change it because no more power.
Well, I just kind of ignore that.
Yeah, well, you can do that, but I think it's more healthy for the engine.
Yeah, but anyway.
So, and now,
yeah.
Now for the last leg, which is North America, from Alaska back to Mexico City, I use again the BMW 800 GS.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a perfect idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I rode one of those across Russia.
Oh, wow, yeah. I did it with the same bike, yeah, Russia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vladivostok to St. Petersburg.
Yeah. Yeah, I did Moscow to Vladivostok.
It's boring, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Once you get past the cities and it's in Siberia, the empty place, it's quite empty. It's just nothing. It's just woods and rivers and lakes and farms.
Yeah, it's not much.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Exciting mountains or anything.
But I'm glad I did it, and I'm sure you are.
Yeah, of course. Me too. I'm glad for the experience.
So that leads to another question. Do you have any, every country is different, and I enjoy, there's something I pick up or learn or enjoy about every place I go. But for you, do you have any favorite places or stories about that?
That's a very difficult question. I hear that question many times, which country do you like the most and so on. And I always say it's impossible to say,
mm-hmm.
because there are so many beautiful countries. Our planet is so beautiful. I cannot point on one specific country. There's many, many beautiful countries. But I can tell you my favorite continent.
Okay.
This is still South America.
Uh-huh.
It's been my favorite. Well, I would say the whole America, from top to bottom, is really, really beautiful. But South America, particularly, is really great for off-roading and the culture, the nature. Everything is there in a big scale. South America offers you really a lot.
Yeah, I kind of agree. When you get away from where the people are concentrated around the cities, it's many times dirty and nasty. But in the nature, when you get away from the built-up human places, it's the natural part is fantastic, like Patagonia, yeah. Moreno Glacier, and Salar de Uyuni.
Exactly. And especially the Andes,
the
mountain range. The most beautiful passes I crossed, and I did a few on this trip, they are there. It's the most beautiful passes. They're so spectacular. You know, the metal in the mountains, in the rocks, which are washed out, makes the mountain appear in all kinds of colors.
Yeah.
It looks so beautiful.
It's like Stelvio without all the idiots.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't in Europe. Yes. You can't enjoy the passes because there's so many idiots crashing and trying to race back and forth.
It's not the same. There you're alone, almost alone.
Yeah,
I crossed all dirt road passes all day. I didn't see maybe I saw one, two, three cars, no more.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So it's nature pure.
Do you have any stories about getting robbed or your bike stolen or things stolen or traffic problems or customs crossing borders? Any stories like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I must say the world is basically good after my experience. I had really a wonderful time. Really only not much criminality and so many nice people I met. There's only one bad incident I experienced, and this was in Guatemala. Then I was street robbed. Well, it was like a dirt road in a jungle-like forest, a little bit remote. And there were five guys jumping out of the bushes, masked with pistols and machetes. Ooh. And they forced me to stop. And they robbed me. One guy held his pistol in my face the whole time, and the other ones opened the bags or took the whole bag and all my camping equipment and shoes and backpack and clothes, everything gone. But they left my bike, they left my life, they left me my passport, credit card, because they were too stupid to open my jacket because I had a bag hanging around my neck and there was a passport, credit card and more money. But they didn't find it. But the rest was gone. That was the worst experience on the whole trip. And only one in 15 years, you know. Everywhere in the world, only one.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
And I think you had an incident in Syria where they thought you were a spy. You want to tell us?
Oh, my God. Yes, that was close. I was on a beautiful road on the way to Homs, and I had a view from the road down to the plane, and I stopped and started to take pictures. And then suddenly I pick up with five guys with their machine guns and long daggers all hanging on their side, jumped out, surrounded me, and told me to give them my camera. And then first I thought, oh no, I'm getting robbed again. And then he said, give me your camera, police. I said, what? You're police? They didn't wear any uniform, you know?
Yeah.
They looked really like gangsters. But anyway, I had to hand them over my camera, and then he said, follow me. I was surprised. And then I had to follow this jeep for about, I don't know, 10 miles. We arrived at a military compound, and he went in and got a higher-ranking officer. He was in uniform, and he spoke better English. And then they were starting to question me why I took pictures there, if I wouldn't know that it's military area. I said, how should I know? But then there was a sign. I didn't see a sign. I saw a big stone with Arabic graffiti on it. I took even a picture of this. He said, yeah, that was the sign. I said, how can I know? Sorry. And then they flipped through my camera. Luckily, nowadays, with a digital camera, you can see what you took the last days, you know, and they flipped through my pictures. And then they realized, come on, this is just tourist pictures. My bike here, my bike there, you know. And having the Swiss passport, I think, also helped me. Not a potential spy from Switzerland.
Yeah.
And then he realized, yeah, okay, that's a harmless tourist. And then he apologized. He offered me cigarettes and tea. Became friendly. And after, I don't know, 1 hour or so, they let me go again. But it was a little bit tricky.
Well, that's a great story. I've had a couple of strange things happen like that, but we're kind of running out of time now, but just tell us in a short bit, what are your final plans? If you're going to go to Mexico City and fly home, yes. and that's the end of your travels?
That's the absolutely end, yeah.
Wow.
End of the journey after 15 and a half years.
Well, all the people I know that did these travels, they later on they had to do more because you get hooked, but I'm going to miss following you on Facebook and your travels. Just tell us finish. Have you done any books?
No. Well, first, thank you for following me in Facebook. I have, I don't know, around 900 followers who want to see the world through my eyes.
Yeah.
That's funny. And I hear that many, many times. Everybody's saying to me, you have to write a book, you know, with all these experiences you made. And said, yeah, I know, but there are so many traveling books already on the market. Why should I throw another one on the market? And, yeah, but this is your story, and so on. And, well, I'm still thinking about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe if I find a ghostwriter, maybe I do something. I should do something. It's true.
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Well, I hope that you do. And in the meantime, our listeners here can follow you on Facebook. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's T-H-I-E-R-R-Y, Wilhelm, W-I-L-H-E-L-M.
Yeah, correct.
So that's correct. That's a place to go on Facebook. And then you can the people can visit you and make friends and follow you.
Yeah, well, maybe what's interesting in my Facebook page is when you go to the photos and albums, I put the 200 or more pictures, best pictures of almost every country I've been. So if you're interested in an exotic country like, I don't know, Ethiopia, Mongolia or so on, you can see some pictures there and get an idea about the country.
Yeah.
Because what I'm doing, I have my camera hanging around my neck all the time and I'm shooting pictures while I'm passing through villages or situations, what I see, I don't even stop, you know. And so you get a snapshot of the real life right in that moment. Especially yeah. Africa is very photogenic. You know?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your time. And good luck and enjoy your further travels. And good luck in your life. And you know that I'll be following you.
Thank you very, very much. Pleasure. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Ken. Great interview. That was a great job. And let's go to our next commercial break.
Did you know that inconvenience is the number one reason people say they hate going to the car repair shop? Let's face it, car repairs are never convenient, and they're always a hassle. They rob you of your time, money, and mobility. Desmond and his wife, Shannon, are the owners of Prescott Valley Transmissions, and they've done something about it. They've made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone for car repairs by eliminating the typical hassles and by saying yes. They say yes when other shops say no. They say yes to same-day appointments so you don't have to risk driving a small problem into a big one while you wait for another shop to fit you into their schedule. They say yes to free shuttle service or loaner cars to keep you mobile. They say yes to free no-wrench inspections to pinpoint your problem before you commit to spending a single dime on repairs. They say yes to free local towing for their customers. They say yes to financing if you need it. They say yes to saving you time and money by catching problems early. Over half of the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs. While nobody likes going to the repair shop, Prescott Valley Transmissions takes the hassle out of going to the repair shop. So if your check engine light's on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Stop by Prescott Valley Transmissions to see for yourself and check out their hassle-free pledge while you're there. They're on 2nd Street just west off Lake Valley Road. Go to drivetimeaz.com and click on their logo. You'll be taken straight to their website. Prescott Valley Transmissions is your hassle-free zone for car repairs. So welcome back, everybody, to the Quad Cities only automotive talk show. And speaking of automotive talk shows, we also do car shows. And Ken is our car show junkie. And Ken, do you have a report for us? What's going on this week?
I do. It's hard to believe that there's still a few going on, but there are. Coming up this particular weekend is the Good Guys Southwest Nations car show and swap meet at Westworld in Scottsdale. Over 3,000 cars with a huge swap meet in autocross. It's Saturday and Sunday, both. Every Saturday. Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 is a Cars and Coffee at Outlaw Donuts, 414 West Goodwin Street in Prescott, and another one kind of competing at the same time, Bosa Donuts, Viewpoint and 89A in Prescott Valley. I have a new one to report, which is, they say they're going to go through the winter, is the second Saturday. It's called Cool Whips. It's Finley Subaru, 3230 Willow Creek Road in Prescott, and it's 7 to 9 a.m., and they serve breakfast. And there's also a second Saturday, Prescott Valley Park Collective Cars and Coffee, 8 to 10 a.m. at 7450 East Pav Way. And last but not least, there's a fourth Saturday of the month, and this has gone into the winter before. It's the Prescott Cars and Coffee at Gateway Mall, Third Shot Coffee, 9 to 11.
Well, good job, Ken, as always. Do we have another break before we go into the... No, we're good. All right. Well, I can't believe we're already down to the end of the show. And at the end of the show, as you all know, we do the Song of the Week. And the winner of the Song of the Week contest, again, that $325 prize package, just for telling us your favorite car or motorcycle song and why it's your favorite. Typically, I introduce it. But this week, Greg and I were talking, and he mentioned that C.W. McCall had his birthday. And so in honor of him, and also in honor of Mark, because of your work on the big rigs, we're going to change the normal way we do this. Take it away, Greg.
Well, of course, the Song of the Week was chosen by a birthday that occurred earlier this week on the 15th, and that was William Dale Fries Jr. Does that name mean anything to anybody?
No.
Well, you will know his stage name, which was C.W. McCall, and he came up with that character. He was an advertising executive, believe it or not, and won many awards for advertising campaigns, and then decided to start singing truck driver songs, and he got started with Chip Davis, the man who founded Mannheim Steamroller.
No kidding.
Indeed.
Wow.
And so, in honor of C.W. McCall and all his great trucking songs, we've got Convoy for you.
Nice.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger. Them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there. Yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty convoy. Ain't you a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Be sure to tune in again next week when Desmond, Ken, and I are back with a very special guest from the upcoming Monster Truck Show that's going to be held in Findlay Arena on January 5th and 6th. Thank you, Mark Kroll of Southwest Truck and RV, for helping out this week.
Always a pleasure. Love to do it.
It's a pleasure to have you. Please tell your friends to listen to Drive Time every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, to check out our sponsors and listen to our podcasts of previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.